Ryan Newman released from hospital after horrific Daytona 500 crash. By Dylan Gwynn on February 19, 2020. NASCAR driver Ryan Newman was released from the hospital on Wednesday, less than 2 days after suffering serious injuries in a fiery car wreck on the final lap of the Daytona 500. Roush Fenway Racing tweeted a photo of Newman leaving the hospital while holding hands with his children. On Monday night, it was reported that while Newman's injuries were serious, doctors did not believe them to be life-threatening. On Wednesday, optimism rose again after reports circulated that Newman was up and moving about the hospital. Shortly after that, news of Newman's release was confirmed. According to UPI, Newman, 42, was leading Monday's race when he was bumped into the wall by Ryan Blaney near the finish line. Newman's number 6 Ford flipped several times and scraped the asphalt, throwing sparks through the air. Lajoie, who was blinded by smoke, then slammed into Newman's car at full speed, sending the Ford over the finish line while on its roof. Emergency crews rushed to Newman's car, and he was taken to a hospital by ambulance. Doctors said Monday that Newman's injuries were non-life-threatening. Denny Hamlin ended up making history by winning the Daytona 500 for the second year in a row. Follow Dylan Gwynn on Twitter at @themightygwynn.